have a real quick question.
Okay.
Okay. So in the future, and if I get better, can the negative experience just pass through me and not be trapped anymore? Or do I have to tap every time something happens? Or is that just a more enlightened person who allows it to just happen and not be so emotionally involved in negative experiences?
Okay, so that's a skill set, a very high skill set. There's actually a book that teaches that to you. It's not easy. I'm glad the book didn't find me till much later, after years of tapping. It's called The Untethered Soul.
Yeah, I just finished it this week.
By Michael Singer. So here, okay, good. I'm glad to know you read it. All right, so here's the answer then in that framework. In Untethered Soul, Michael Singer teaches that you're born and you die and a bunch of stuff happens in between. Right? Some of it's great, some of it's horrible, some of it's devastating, some of it's challenging, some of it's fun. It's just all of it. And it's always going to happen while you're in earth form. And so his teaching is that if you see the heart as a spiritual valve, and if the valve is clear and open, spirit comes through it to support you. And so you could develop a skill. Now remember, when you develop a skill, you do have a brain and you are a habitual being. Humans as a species, we are habitual beings. And you have neuroplasticity in the brain. So you have deeply entrenched thought patterns and thought structures set up in the mind. So you have to go through a very focused, with a lot of effort and energy, to change the neuroplasticity in the brain so that you show up differently in everything. Okay, that's for anything. Whether you want to learn tennis, or you want to think differently or experience emotion differently. So it's a lot of focus to get the brain to shift, to get the chemistry to shift, to get a new habit. The habit that Michael Singer teaches is that if you do not engage with the emotion, if you only see it as energy, you can just say open heart energy is flowing through. What does engage with the emotion mean?
You live in it, or you let it take over, or
you justify it, you explain it, you wonder why, you want to fix it, you're curious about it, boom, too late, you're already in it. Now it's got to run its whole course. That's when you tap, right? But you can, it's amazing, and just a heads up, when you get really good about just letting the energy flow through, it is so physically uncomfortable sometimes. It feels like chunks of cement moving through your heart. Just letting you know. You're not doing anything wrong. It's just energy. It will pass. But the minute you engage, the minute you give it a name, the minute you go into story, the minute you justify or explain, the minute you get curious, the minute you speak it to somebody else, oh, too late. You're in the game. Now it's got to go full circle. That's when you tap. Does that help you? Right? So tapping will make sure the energy doesn't lodge in the energetic field. You don't want negative energy to lodge. But we've been finding the tapping also elevates our vibration. Right? And the piece I love about Michael Singer's work is he will tell you over and over, all the energies are going to flow through, all the emotions. You're in human form, you have an emotional body. It's not an accident. And so you will always feel different emotions. The trick is you don't want to get stuck or consumed or mesmerized by the negative ones. Make sense? All right. Any other comments, questions? No? Okay. So how's this strike you? Are most of you familiar with Abraham?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? All right, so Abraham always talks about rockets of desire, that we are creative beings. And so every time you have a stinky experience, that's what we call in my family, stinky energy, anytime you have icky, whatever, yucky, painful, you are, without your knowing, sending up rockets of desire to have something nice happen, the opposite. If you're betrayed, you're sending up rockets of loyalty. If you're struggling with money, you're sending up rockets of financial freedom. You with me? Every time you're afraid, you're sending up rockets that you want to feel safe. So the whole teaching of Abraham is that There is a loving source, loving creator. The soup wants to deliver what you want. You just have to be in a vibrational match. You with me? Okay. If you become addicted, like we all humans, we're very addicted, all that habitual programming. If you become addicted to clearing, sadness, pain, always something to clear, guess what you'll get more of? What you're a vibrational match for. And so as I've spent years, next month we start our 9th year here of tapping.
Is that really true?
We would have completed 8 years.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. We complete 8 years next month. We go into our 9th. All that tapping worked. I feel pretty darn good. So now I'm noticing, why don't all my colleagues feel good in the metaphysical community? Why aren't the healers happy? Like, what's up with that, right? Well, because you're habitual beings. If you play in the resonance of, oh, there's always something to clear, guess what you get? That's why Thursdays have really shifted. I will still clear with you. If you come and you have an issue you want to work on, I will help you. But you can also get there by playing in higher frequency. You with me? So I suggest that in 2016, you make a concentrated effort to hang around people who feel good, to read books that make you feel good, to watch movies that make you laugh, to say things that make you feel good and make others feel good. If you shift a lot of focus on what feels good, what are you going to get more of?
What feels good.
There you go. You want those big rockets of desire to start magnetizing in reality for you? You have to be a match. Now here's the catch that Abraham, to date, I don't think has said as clearly as this. Maybe they have, but I had trouble discerning it. When you decide that you want to be happy or you want to feel good, guess what happens? Every belief, every unresolved emotion that would not let you be a match for that has to come to the surface. Let me give it to you in a different way. If you decide like I did that I wanted to create abundance consciousness, because I grew up with financial scarcity consciousness many generations. So when I saw, wow, it's a belief system and I could change my beliefs, what happened the more I worked on believing in abundance? Money hemorrhaged out, right? Because you're in this weird place. I believe it, I don't believe it. I believe it, I don't believe it. The vibration's all wonky. Or let me give it to you this way. When I decided that I no longer wanted to raise my voice in frustration with children, what happened? They all acted worse. They were determined to invite me back into the most common familiar frequency. It feels like you're being tested. It's not really a test. It's vibrational. You with me? If you fall in love, guess what happens? Everything unlike love comes to the surface. That's why most people don't do relationship very well. You with me? So if you choose happiness as a goal, guess what's going to all come up? Everything that's not a match for happiness that's in your system, in your energetic field, or in your subconscious. This work is not for wimps. So make sure you have good teachers. Make sure you get the information. If you really want to embrace happiness, read everything you can about happiness. Michael Singer's belief is that never compromise the spiritual purpose of happiness, ever. Isn't that a cool life purpose? That's how he defines his spiritual purpose.
Never compromise what?
Your happiness. Never let anything compromise your happiness. Just make an agreement that your happiness is the most important thing. Dalai Lama says our life purpose is happiness. Abraham says we're here to be happy. The first time I read that, I threw the book across the room. I was like, what the heck? How could that be in print? Nobody ever told me that. So if you were going to choose happiness, what would you do? You would tap, but not only tap. You go study happiness. What is happiness? How do people who are happy? What do they do? What do they think? How does that work? What's the chemistry? What's the thought processes? What's the spiritual journey of happiness? Right? All right, so I'm going to give you a piece that would help you align to your rockets of desire. You ready? I take a breath. Oh, wait, I'll give you a measurement. That'll be fun. All right, so think of something that you want that you believe you could have and you don't have it yet. Everybody have one of those? Right? Now I want you to think about not having it in a way that feels bad.
Could you say that again?
Something you want that you believe you could have.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't say winning the lottery if you don't really believe that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Or don't say I'm going to be a published author, the greatest pianist in the world, if you don't write or play the piano. So pick something that you're like, I don't understand why I don't have this. I'm doing everything right. I'm doing the work. I'm thinking the thoughts. I'm doing the prayer of gratitude. But it never comes to me. Everybody know that feeling place? Crank that baby up and see how bad it feels. Could somebody hit the door for me? Thank you, Karen. All right, you got a number? Know how that feels to you? So, you ready?